Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back to this segment. We're going to do Ask the Wizard. I get all of these phone calls and emails from people, some with crazy ideas about cataract formulas and other just basic information on some eye disease or some even seemingly unrelated subject. So I thought I'd put together a bunch of emails and share them with you. One of them is, how do you get in touch with me if you really wanted to? One way is going to Dr. Abel, D-R-A-B-E-L, at iComplex, E-Y-E-C-O-M-P-L-E-X, C-S.com. iComplex C-S, clinical strength, is my eye vitamin and multivitamin. So Dr. Abel at iComplexCS.com. Also, one of my pet peeves is hearing all the advertisements say, ask your doctor. Well, that's really interesting because your doctor is sort of paraded and dined by the pharmaceutical companies and reads the journals that are sort of covered by the pharmaceutical companies because they pay for the advertisements. So one of the things is to ask your Radio MD people, ask yourself, and do your own research. Just like, how do you trust a television ad image? Because you're seeing a happy family playing with their grandchildren while at the same time you're hearing about the horrible side effects. So you need to have just some sense of skepticism and get another opinion. So one of the first questions I had was from somebody who said, I see all these eye vitamins advertised and I finally looked at the label and it says it contained copper. I heard you say something about copper. I said, well, that's a 1990 formula that was present in a study called the ARID study, and it showed that vitamins work better than placebo or even the individual vitamins. But the problem is that copper, they didn't realize, doubles your chance of Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. But it's still there. And they figure, why change it? Because doctors will believe a study. Well, you need to get an eye vitamin with no copper, and in that matter, also less zinc. You shouldn't have more than 30 milligrams of zinc a day. Another guy tells me he's a trap shooter, and he just asked me, do your eyes stay still? Well, obviously, if you're trap shooting, your eye can't really stay still, although you are planning where it's going to go. But the eyes are never still. They're always moving in micro amounts, but your brain stabilizes it. That's how some people can read on a treadmill. Another person asked me, why do I lose balance in the dark? And the answer to that is we spend so much of our time feeling our balance and our surroundings through our vision and not through our body being in correct posture and having enough body strength. So you can take vitamin B12 sublingual, stand on one foot, or stand on one foot, lift the other knee up a little bit, and close your eyes. And if you can do that, you're probably never going to lose your balance anywhere. Someone asked me about, I have glaucoma, and I have visual fields and photos all the time, but I don't know what they mean. Obviously, they weren't discussed. So my suggestion is, your medical record is your record, and that you can request a copy. In fact, every time you go, request a copy, and you'll have your own dossier, so you'll know what to discuss in the future, or if you ever go for a second opinion. Someone told me they called my exchange, and they were told, is this an eye emergency? And I began having some self-doubt. Is it an eye emergency? Well, the answer is, if it's an emergency to you, it's an eye emergency. Agreed. Only sudden loss of vision, pain, redness, bleeding, etc. Are going to be a real emergency, but your emergency is relevant, especially if you're told to take an antibiotic to get rid of an infection or be prepared for surgery. You need to be doing that, etc. Previously, Dr. Lamole spoke about lymphatics. Someone said, I really don't understand what they are. Well, you have twice as much lymph in your body as you do blood. They travel in pathways called lymphatics. They're little nodes periodically. They're where the lymphocytes hang out. They're always looking for bad guys, and they keep circulating back. most of your lymphocytes are in your bowel. Your bowel is a great important lymphatic center because they are looking for your immunity. They are looking for sensitivities and foreigners. So lymph is a second circulating system to the blood system. Someone asked about something simple. Do I wear progressives or do I get a pair of bifocals? Well, people who have a desk job and are looking all over the place kind of need a progressive because they have everything, or they get a trifocal. The progressive's advantage is it's seamless. There's no lines. The problem is that when you look to either side, like the side view mirrors, it gets very whooshy. You lose your clarity. Whereas with a single vision lens, a bifocal or a trifocal, all the way across horizontally is going to be in focus. So these are choices to discuss with your doctor or probably even with your optician and share what your needs are and how often you're going to wear them. My mother had glaucoma surgery, and it worked too well. Now they may have to operate and close it off because it's leaking and the pressure's low. I said, wear a bandage contact lens. It's a therapeutic contact lens. Instead of a cosmetic one that you take in and out, you plop it on the eye. It blocks the leak for a couple weeks, so it heals a little bit, and the pressure within 10 minutes is going up, and you can see if it works. And if a standard contact lens doesn't work, there's something called a contour contact lens that is much bigger. I once had to do this for a horse in order to administer antibiotics to a horse corneal ulcer. I got a special 44 millimeter contact lens. I wouldn't recommend going that big. Any rate, that reminds me of humor. I was listening on the radio today about a doctor who's also a comedian, and I thought, that's so appropriate. Humor is part of healing. I mean, our job is healing, not to get to a specific endpoint, but to get the patient to get to that endpoint and keep them going because of what they have developed. Someone also heard me discuss carnosine eye drops. Carnosine is two amino acids together. It gets into the lens of the eye, and it helps stabilize the protein from breaking down and becoming a cataract. There are two items over the counter, Can See and Bright Eyes, but they have only carnosine. Whereas another item called Oclumed. Oclumed has five items. And we did a study for 2 years and found no cataract progressed. And about 10% of people actually improved. Their cataract got reduced. And many of them, because they were feeling good, thought they were feeling better as well. And they felt it even helped dry eyes. There are other options out there, but if you want Oclumed, you can go to resourcebz@aol.com or call 505-780-5188. 505-780-5188. There's also glutathione drops in DMSO, but because we don't know what DMSO does and what else it drags in, I can't really recommend that. But there's a lot coming down the line. People are talking about gene editing, and that's an interesting subject for a much longer time. And in another upcoming segment, I'm going to discuss about stem cells because they're finally here for people with optic nerve and retina problems. In fact, I'm also going to talk about the SAD syndrome, talk about how cold water changes your bowel bacteria, and acupuncture for osteoporosis. Some of these things no one else talks about, but we will certainly do that. The Wizard of Eyes is the wizard of the body, and you need to know as much as you can. So the important thing is, feel free to get this segment, any segment, or email me. Go to the Wizard of Eyes on Radio MD for more information on this segment or any segment at my show page at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well. If you want to email me, it's drabel@icomplexcs.com.